This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. Deputy Chief Minister Chana Meen today interacted with U.S. Consul General Ms. Katie Gales Diaz, along with Consul for Political and Economic Affairs Mr. Brafus Kalund and officials from the U.S. Consulate General Kolkata at Itanagar. The meeting deliberated on the upcoming World War II Museum at Jairampur, the historic Stillwell Road, and developing the World War II trail route as a tourist destination. Additionally, shared interest of tracing the remains and records of U.S. personnel connected to World War II, other airstrips and incidents associated with the wartime legacy of the region were also discussed during the meeting. Minister for Education P.D. Sona today shared the State Education Department's objective of a transparent, efficient and student-centric education system built on responsibility, fairness and strict adherence to rules. The minister said this while addressing a comprehensive review meeting with the Education Department to take stock of key administrative matters and strengthen governance in the sector. Sharing details of the meeting, Sona, in a social media post, informed that the meeting discussed measures to further streamline the teacher transfer system through the online portal, ensure fair and transparent processes, and address genuine cases through proper documentation and due procedure. The minister further added that the meeting also focused on strengthening oversight of private schools to ensure compliance with mandatory norms and safety standards, and on improving departmental accountability through timely grievance, redressal, and continuous review of pending issues. Later in the day, Sona also held a review meeting with PWD officials on school and college infrastructure projects. A Royal Bengal tiger has been photographed at Dying Earring Memorial Wildlife Sanctuary, Pasighat, for the first time in nearly two decades. The tiger was captured during the latest round of camera trap surveys carried out in the sanctuary with technical support from Ashoka Trust for Research in Ecology and Environment. In response to the news, Divisional Forest Officer Kempi Erthe said that the tiger's return reflected the resilience of the ecosystem and the cumulative impact of sustained conservation efforts on the ground. According to officials, surveys have also documented the critically endangered Chinese pangolin and the rare endangered hispid hare. In a major medical milestone in Arunachal Pradesh, Tomo Ruba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, Nahalagan, have successfully performed the state's first ever interventional radiology procedure for a renal artery pseudoaneurysm. Congratulating TRIMS on the landmark achievement, Deputy Chief Minister Chana Meen in a social media post today termed milestone as a reflection of the rapid progress of Arunachal's healthcare sector and the commitment of the doctors and medical teams in bringing advanced minimally invasive and life-saving treatment facilities closer to the people of the state. In a major crackdown on the Operation Dawn 2.0, East Siang police successfully busted a high-end vehicle-based drug peddling network and apprehended three suspected drug peddlers during an operation conducted under the jurisdiction of Merbo Police Station. During the interception, the police team recovered contraband and other seized items were properly weighed, packed, sealed, and documented as per legal procedures. The entire operation was videographed to ensure transparency and procedure compliance. In the meantime, all three accused persons were apprehended and the seized items have been handed over to Merbo Police Station for further legal proceedings. The All Arunachal Pradesh Private Schools and Children Welfare Association today made it mandatory for every private school operating in the state to admit at least two orphan students. According to the association, the admission of orphan students will be subjective to certification issued by the respective district administration. The association also announced that from Monday onwards, it will carry out spot verification of school buses that have been operating for more than 5 years from the date of purchase. The decision was taken in view of the frequent road mishaps involving school buses. The fourth International Conference on Machine Intelligence for Research and Innovations was inaugurated at Northeastern Regional Institute of Science and Technology in Nirjuli today. The program witnessed the presence of distinguished scientists, keynote speakers, invited experts, faculty members, delegates, sponsors, session chairs, advisory board members, media partners, and students. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.